in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Starters Club Podcast, where we have just one mission: to inspire you by talking to ordinary people who are becoming extraordinary entrepreneurs. And now here's your host, Aaron Smith.
All right. Well, welcome to the Starters Club Podcast. Hello, hello. This is your host, Aaron Smith. And today it's just going to be me because honestly, I owe you an apology. I kind of disappeared. I went off the grid for a few weeks, and I want to, first of all, apologize for that. I hate that I just kind of went away, but B, describe a little bit about what happened, because I think this is an important message to be heard for a lot of people, just because A, we don't know, especially as entrepreneurs, shutting down can be a very difficult thing until our bodies actually make a shutdown. And B, I want to talk about this particularly because I think a lot of times we can misdiagnose it. We could see it as something else, which it really isn't. So welcome and thank you so much for always listening. I can't say how much I appreciate it. Thank you for being there. And again, I'm very sorry for just disappearing. I want to explain a little bit about what happened. And this podcast, I'll tell you, I debated like how much I share, you know, how much I tell about my life and, you know, really what truly led up to this, because this is not something that, you know, happened in a year's time frame. This has definitely been a long time coming, and I simply just broke. And to know a little bit about my life, for those of you who have known me for a while now, you know I grew up on a farm. You knew I grew up on work, you know, working basis. And in college, what ended up happening was I was dealing with a lot of stuff from my past. I'm not going to get into the stuff that happened, but long story short, I was finally able to like really figure out it was a shame deal, just feeling massive amounts of shame all my life, but didn't know what was going on from 18 to 21, right? And just drank a lot. Okay. I drank a lot. I quit basketball after my freshman year, really lost some identity there by not being in basketball. I wanted a party. And what ended up happening was I was literally a raging alcoholic. I had some massive issues. And to keep myself sober, I worked. So I literally worked four jobs through college. And the reason why I worked those four jobs was not because I necessarily needed the money. It was because I needed accountability. Because if I didn't work, it wasn't like I was going to study and do things that were productive. I was just going to go to a bar and get drunk. So by working, the more hours I worked, the less time I had in the bars. And it's, you know, not a good thing. But I just worked myself into oblivion. So all through college, pretty much what I would do is, you know, worked in retail every weekend morning, open the store, get done at 5 o'clock, go to a restaurant, close the restaurant till midnight. And then I would go out and party because I still had 2 hours, 2.5 hours, usually of bar time. And then I would go to an after bar and go to bed for a couple hours, wake up and repeat. So that was my, that was my 20 years ago where I started this. Then when I went to corporate America, I moved to Phoenix. Again, kind of started seeing the same patterns. I was getting into the partying scene. Luckily real estate saved me a little bit because I did have a bit too much free time on my hands with some extra spending money, and literally just went to night school and learned how to invest in real estate, learned all about real estate, started investing there. So if you know my story, and long story short, it kept evolving. It just kept evolving to where work has been my success key. A lot of people would look at me and say, God, you know, you're crazy. And it's not my desire to be a superwoman. It truly isn't. This is my acceptance of the world, right? This is what I feel success looks like. And this is where, you know, what's being tied to my identity. So all I know is this massive amount of work. And I think in my early 30s, I was hitting a breaking point. I had sold the business, gotten divorced, and, you know, was trying to figure things out. And what ended up happening then was ended up with a very unexpected pregnancy. And I hate saying this now because I love my little boy more than life itself, but during that pregnancy, I didn't want to have a baby. Long story short, I was very scared. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. My business was doing amazing things. And I thought a baby was going to ruin everything for me. And so I lived with, you know, this massive guilt for getting pregnant and then massive guilt for feeling the way I did feel. But I was bound and determined to make sure that a baby wasn't going to affect my life. And I know that sounds so ridiculous saying, but you have to understand me. I was bound and determined. And when I get bound and determined, I'm going to, you know, show the world that it's true. And by God, I showed the world. And I made it, you know, I was the one who traveled up until the very last day I could possibly get on a plane. I was working literally up until the day I had the baby, pretty much. And with TJ, the bounce back was a little more difficult. We had some complications during the birth, and bouncing back was really hard. I you know, and obviously there's probably some other stuff going on there, but I didn't realize how worn down my body was becoming. I just plowed through. And then when TJ was 5 months old, I discovered I was pregnant again. And again, just, I didn't ever sit down ever during any of this time and say, you know, I need to slow down. It was just pile it, just keep piling, because all my life I've been able to pile with no issues. You know, if I wanted to do something, nothing gave. It just was one more thing I did. And it was something I don't know if this is proud or I've just always been able to do. And so even having babies, I refused to let things drop. So I was working a corporate job, running my business, having a toddler. And, you know, of course we still have the dogs too, and making another baby. And I just kept going. And with Lily, I had a natural birth. So the bounce back was literally just, I felt so much better that I didn't realize my body was breaking down. And I literally, this is how crazy I am, I felt so amazing after I had her that I delivered at noon, or I delivered at 7 a.m. and called my boss at noon and told him I could make a conference call at 2 o'clock. I mean, it was just I just don't know how to stop. So like I said, it's not a desire to be a superwoman. It's not a desire to be better than anyone. This is a desire to feel accepted. This is my, you know, some women starve themselves. Some women shop a lot, which I have that problem too. But this has been my, you know, this is my thing. And so how does that lead up to a podcast not showing up? Well, let me tell you how that does. This year, you know, last year I spent the second half of the year, quit my corporate job, spent the second half of the year just traveling and going to any conference I could. And I started feeling things in January where I went to like a week long, real intensive speaking course and literally just couldn't bounce back. By Friday, I thought I was going to die. It was bad. And so I started realizing things weren't going in the direction I wanted to, but I just kept pushing through. I didn't listen at all. And I kept, you know, plowing through, taking on clients, doing courses, doing launches, writing a book. And the book actually, I think, is kind of what started to set me over the edge, because I remember I launched it, you know, on a Tuesday, but the book, we were getting ready, ramp up, all that good stuff before that. And by that Friday, I was doing so many interviews. I was doing so much promotion. I was doing so much work. It's really like my energy was there. I just had no reserve. And JJ, my fiance, he is a chiropractor. And so we've known for a while that my thyroid's been off, and I've been clean eating. I've been doing stuff. Some things make me do feel better, but I never felt right. I just never felt right. And so this is where I want to share a story just to be precautionary for a lot of you out there, because there's all these great supplements out there that give you a ton of energy, especially in the direct marketing space. I'm not going to name labels, but I see it all the time of, you know, I put something on my body and got all this amazing energy, which yes, is really great, but I don't think we realize like it's secretly kind of hurting. It could be. It's not for everybody, but it could be secretly, you know, damaging other parts of our body. And so I found this product. You know, we're really, really picky about what we take. It seemed like a really good product, and I started taking it, and it was right after literally right after I got the book, I needed some energy. We found this stuff. I started taking it and it gave me a boost and it felt amazing. And I felt great again. And I was so happy. But then all of a sudden it just, I would say several weeks in, it just stopped working. And October is really where I started to break. And I was speaking a lot and it just felt like every single ounce of energy I had, if I used it, I was done. And so, you know, the precautionary, I'd be careful of the stuff you take because you don't know how it could be breaking you. Secondly, I think I could have easily been diagnosed as depressed. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do certain things. I'd be there and always where I could push through and, you know, yeah, I can't say there's everything I want to do in my business. I was flying solo. My assistant left and I couldn't do those little things that I've always been able to push through. So that was, I was feeling that. And then I was getting really frustrated. So I would just cry. I would just cry because I'm like, I've never not been able to do this. And I know my body was breaking down. I know I've done this for 20 years. You know, Gary Vee, I love Gary Vee. He's always telling you, you know, do the 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. if you really want to build a business. I've taken that to heart. The only thing is it's not intended to do for 20 years, right? So you're not supposed to be doing that the whole time. And I broke. So what we discovered was usually, you know, you shouldn't have adrenals and thyroids, and this is a very non-medical description, let me just say. But basically what that stuff did that I ended up taking for the energy to help me just completely fried both my adrenal glands. I had, you know, massive adrenal fatigue, and it also killed my thyroid. So I just went shot. And that was frustrating too, because I would literally wake up, I'd get myself out of bed, and then I'd direct myself to the couch and just lay there and work and just mustering up the energy to get to my office and work. It was a really, really, really hard time. And, you know, I'm on Blab, I'm on Periscope, I'm putting my best face forward and smiling and laughing and trying to be as positive as I can when really all I wanted to do was go lay in bed. And I'm happy to say We've figured it out. I'm not depressed. I was messed up, and we've gotten the supplements right. These are simply supplements. They're not long-term medications. There's stuff I have to work on, really taking care of myself again, not working 300 hours a week and really watching, you know, what I do with my body, you know, like I said, exercising again, taking just making me a priority. I wasn't doing that. I was trying to make the business, the kids, everyone else a priority except for me. And, you know, guys, I'm glad things happened the way they did. Now hopefully I will see. I'm not saying I was going to die, but I don't know what would have happened to me. I really don't know what would have happened to me had I kept going in that direction. I don't know if there would have been a business. I really don't know, because I was giving all my energy to my clients. I was giving all my energy. Obviously, I couldn't even get the podcast done. It was very bad, but I'm happy to say I'm back. I'm happy to say I'm normal. And well, that's relative, right? But I feel normal again. I feel what it's like to have energy. I feel what it's like to actually get up in the morning and function. And I wanted to share this because if you're suffering from exhaustion, and I actually just read this article the other day that this whole, like, you know, exhaustion, like working yourself to the core, and depression are very similar levels. And I promise you, had I gone to a regular medical doctor and told them what was happening to me, they would have stuck me on an antidepressant. I can promise you that, because all symptoms pointed to the same thing. You know, I was sad. I was crying a lot because I was so frustrated by what was happening. I couldn't get out of bed. Pointing massive signs to depression. And I'm very grateful that I'm not anti-medicine, but if you follow me, we do a lot of, you know, alternative stuff. I don't eat a lot of sugar. We eat a paleo lifestyle. We're very alternative medicine where I can, and then fitting in other medicines when we need it. So that's the philosophy I do. I'm not like the doctors are trying to kill us by any means, but I'm very particular about what I put in my body, because I don't believe we should be on something for the rest of our lives in order to be able to function. I think diet solves a lot of things, but that's a whole nother podcast for another time. So I just, if you're feeling this exhaustion, if you're feeling frustrated, it could be many things, but listen to your body. I was on the verge of several breakdowns. I was on the verge of, you know, wondering what was wrong with me. I've realized I can't keep adding. Children kind of do a funny thing to you. I'm getting later in age. I can't keep adding like I could. Things have to give in order for my success to happen. I have to say no to things. I've never had to say no to things before. And, you know, I'm excited to be back on track. I'm excited to be back, feeling, like I said, quote unquote, normal. I know it's relative. So with that, I wanted to also say, first of all, I've loved having this podcast. The Starters Club podcast has been incredible for me. It's been my building block of this business, which has been thus far. I'm pretty happy with the success of my business. Very excited about where things have gone and what's to come. But I want to make some changes too. I feel like, I'll be honest with you guys, I feel like this podcast it's feeling like a lot of what everybody else is doing. I've been on a lot of different podcasts promoting my book, and I want to be different. That was always my goal from the very beginning, was to be different. And that's why I focused on starting. I didn't go after a lot of the same names people were going through. And I feel like I've kind of just defaulted to the sameness of every other podcast out there. And I really want to make sure that doesn't happen. So I still have several interviews that are still scheduled, and some that are done that will be coming out. We've got some great ones of great entrepreneur stories. So this isn't done by any means. However, I'm still debating if this will be a season thing where I'm just going to take a few months off, get recharged and ready to come back to the Starters Club podcast as we know it, if it'll make changes. I also have, just as I say, I can't say no, but I am saying no to the podcast for a little bit. Okay. The Starters Club podcast as we know it, because I want to open up some room for some potential new ideas I'm working on for 2016. And with those, I want to be able to do, one would be a very starter, like start up. So anybody you know who's trying to start a business, the podcast would be just for them, in starting to think like an entrepreneur, like how you shift from never having your own business to thinking like an entrepreneur. That'll all correlate to something. And then the other one is my second book. I'm very excited about. I'm going to be conducting interviews for stories for the book. And I thought, well, I need to talk to people anyway. I might as well, you can't do anything without recording it anymore, right? Either live stream or podcasting or whatever. And so I said, I'm going to start doing that now and making sure I utilize those interviews as a podcast to promote the book and get the book ready for release next year. So those things are happening. So with my breakdown and understanding I can't do everything, like I said, this podcast will be around for the next few months. I'll be putting out episodes, so definitely stick around, definitely subscribe. Please listen. It's going to be just all as it was, but I definitely want to leave the door open for some new opportunities and some new changes. So again, the business, I'm going to be going back to the core of my business, which was courses. That's what I've always wanted to do, writing and courses. Those are my two prime things, building up the speaking. But cutting back on the coaching a little bit too. Like I love taking on clients. I do. I love it. I love it. I love working with people. It's eye-opening. It's amazing. I love it. But it's energy draining when you're giving that much to, individual people. And so again, we'll be cutting back a little bit on that too, just to keep sanity and be a true mom and be with my kids and run a successful business, because obviously I wasn't going to last much longer on the course I was on. And so I apologize. That's the main thing. I'm sorry I fell off the face of the earth. I'm back. I'm alive. I didn't even send out a newsletter to my list for 3 weeks, which I don't think I've ever had that big of a gap. I just needed a break. And I wasn't planning ahead. I didn't have enough brain power to plan ahead, to be honest with you. And also, take care of yourself. And don't automatically go to a depression thought, if you're not feeling right. There could be other issues at hand. So talk to someone, get some help and start doing a little bit of research about what's going on. So you're not, you know, we're as women, this is going to happen. It's a very common thing when our thyroids are off, when we're adrenal fatigue. It's a very common thing now. I see people talking about all the time, and it can be misdiagnosed and overlooked so much. If you have specific questions about it, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm going to be flat honest with you. But if you email me, you can send me a message. If you go to my website at thestartersclub.com, there's a form you can fill out. If you have specific questions about this, please email me and I'm going to direct you to my fiance, JJ, who, you know, like I said, he's a chiropractor here in Dallas, but he will definitely answer any questions that you have. And I'm happy to direct those your way. If you just need some guidance, some help, maybe somebody suggested that you see wherever you live, I am more than happy to spread that message. So thank you. Thank you always for listening. Thank you for hopefully forgiving my falling off the face of the earth. And just keep on keeping on. You know, this is a hard journey to do great things. It's not easy. And there's no easy button. I've yet to find it. So as soon as any of you do, I'd love to know. But as always, thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. There'll be another episode coming out very shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Starters Club podcast, where we have just one mission: to inspire you by talking to ordinary people who are becoming extraordinary entrepreneurs.